Let's bring in DeMar. DeMar, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Is it really true that T. Ross texted you and just said, hey, it's about time?
Yeah, he did. it was cool. He said about time, and he told me he thought I would have been got it. He thought I was going to get it the night after he got it, honestly. But, you know, it was cool to, you know, see, witness him do it and, you know, get a text from him after I beat him.
So, DeMar, how aware are you of a record like that as the game goes on? When you got to 48, did somebody whisper on the bench during a timeout, hey, by the way, the record's 51, or did you know already?
No, I had no clue. I was just honestly trying to win the game. I had no clue. I just wanted to win the game, and after the fact, as soon as the buzzer went off, I seen Cal run and go get the ball, and, you know, and he told me he was aware of the whole time of the record, so... So it was cool to have a teammate to, you know, to be aware of the record when you're not thinking about it.
DeMar, are you in a zone right away when you score the first 9 points of the game, when you score 21 in the first half? Is it a different altogether feel in a basketball game when you get off to a start like that?
I don't know. You just go out with the mindset of being aggressive, and whatever happens from there happens. You know, you kind of don't think about it or realize you're in a certain type of feeling. You just try to go out there and be aggressive and understand that, you know, the moment of the game is for you to go out there and play extremely hard, and whatever the outcome is, that's what it's going to be.
DeMar DeRozan joins us. He scored 52 points last night, a franchise single game record for the Raptors, a Raptors team that's won 14 of the last 17 games right now on some kind of mission. But you said, DeMar, that yesterday before that game, you ended up watching some of MJ and the Bulls beating Utah in the 98 finals. How do you end up getting that on? I'm assuming you got into a little, you know, went down the YouTube kind of web and ended up watching some Bulls stuff. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I just always watch old games, old, you know, memorable moments, you know, in NBA history. And, you know, it was just on my YouTube homepage. Jordan final 5 minutes of game six of the finals, and I remember watching it, and it was right after my nap, and, you know, I don't know, it's always a habit of mine of just watching things. You know, you're always trying to find ways to be inspired by people with the grace that came before you, and just being a basketball fan at the end of the day. So that's where that's there from.
So have you watched your own performance from last night yet?
No, not yet.
Well, it's got to be on YouTube by now. Come on.
I'm pretty sure it is, but probably later down the line I'll watch it.
So, DeMar, what else do you watch, man, before games? You know, you watched MJ yesterday, the push-off to get his sixth ring. What else have you watched before games to get yourself ready, to get yourself right?
I mean, that's it. You know, I normally don't watch TV at all. That's just nothing sports related, but, you know, other than that, either I watch nothing or I watch an old game of, you know, one of my favorite players or a historic moment in basketball history. But other than that, nothing.
17 of 29 from the floor, 13 from 13 from the line. Which was tougher for you? When you look at your stat line, I mean, when you look and say, holy smokes, I was 17 of 29, and then I was, you know, 100% from the line. Which one do you think's more impressive?
To shoot that many volumes of shots and shoot at a high level, you know, that's always impressive when you look back at it, because in a moment, you know, I never think about the shots I missed. You know, I always think about, you know, the next shot going in, whether it's a make or a miss. You know, so after the fact, to look at it and, you know, realize you shot a great percentage with that high volume of shot, you know, that's always a plus.
DeMar, we talked about just kind of the run this team has been on and how well you guys have been playing, but this is a real big test coming up. You guys are in Chicago. You get the Bulls, who have been red hot lately, tomorrow night, and, you know what's coming up. Golden State, Cleveland, San Antonio, Detroit's been playing some pretty good basketball. You got by Milwaukee yesterday. In the chunks of a season, how significant is this one at a time where the dog days of the season are also kind of kicking in?
I think honestly, you know, what I realized that being a good team, when you get in these days of the season, you know, that's when you start to pick it up and realize the importance of continuing to get better. Understand that playing for something more than just a regular season. You know, I think that's been our mindset, especially going into this new year, understanding, you know, before you know it, this month's going to be over. February comes. February always fly by. Next thing you know, you're looking at positioning and playing your last couple games, getting ready for the playoffs. So we understand every game from here on out is extremely important, no matter who we're playing against. So we definitely got to treat it like that.
You were mentioning, I think after the playoffs, not last year, but the year before, the importance of not going seven games in a series and how important that is, you know, later on as the playoffs go by. What is it about this team now that you like that's different from the previous teams that were learning what the playoffs were all about?
You said it. You know, we was learning. You know, we was learning. We learned, you know, through multiple seven-game series, through sweep, getting swept. You know, we don't face adversity in all type of ways. And, you know, the best way, the best teacher in that is you know, failing. And understand how to bounce back from that. And we understand that. We understand how hard those situations are. So it helps better prepare us for when they come around again. And, you know, that's what's in the back of our mind every single day we go out there and play.
The other aspect, DeMar, is that you got a lot of home games coming up, a lot more. You've paid the price on the road, and your road record's been pretty darn good. How much of an advantage is the Air Canada Centre to you guys?
It means everything for us. I think that's, you know, been obvious the last couple of years. We always, you know, we gained that reputation of being a great home team and, you know, having that advantage when we was at home. You know, and every great team always take care of business at home. And, you know, that just shows our maturity and understanding that once we're at home, we got to protect home court. I think, you know, that's shown.
DeMar DeRozan joins us. He set a franchise record with 52 points in the win over the Bucks. DeMar, we're just going to keep you for a couple more minutes. I wanted to talk about you evolving. Now at the age of 28, you talked about, you know, what this team has learned in previous playoff runs. But you've continued to add something to your game, to refine something in your game every offseason. What was it this past offseason that you've seen the most growth, that you added to your game that has seen some of the most payoff?
No, honestly, I think it's something internal for me of understanding, you know, the amount of situations I've been in, the accomplishments that, you know, I made, you know, giving me the utmost confidence and believing in the work that I put in, you know, when people are not watching, you know, and that's something that I carry over every time I step out there on the court, and, you know, I feel it more at a higher level than I have ever, you know, feeling seasoned, feeling, know, like a real true vet, and you know, I kind of carry that over and trying to put everything that I've been learned and everything I've been through, good and bad, together when I'm out there on the court. And you know, I think it's starting to show.
So what does that mean as a true vet? You know, the confidence, sure, but what else? What else is kind of included in that whole package?
Being a more vocal leader, understanding things that I could give knowledge-wise on the court and off the court that I could carry on the court as well. You know, that definitely goes a long way, and there's so much things that I learned, you know, off the court that I learned to apply on the court that heightened my knowledge to the game and made me a better player. So a lot of miscellaneous things that, you know, people would never notice. You know, sometimes they think it's just, you know, the work that you put in, but sometimes it's more than that. You know, sometimes sitting here reflecting on, you know, how you got there, the knowledge, paying attention to the game from a whole different level. So that's one thing that's been big for me.
How much competition on this team internally between that first team, the starting lineup, and the second group? Because the second group seems to be able to give this team a pretty good charge at times and takes a little bit of the pressure off the first group.
Yeah, our bench been great for us all year. You know, they kept us out of a lot of games in the fourth quarter because, you know, they handled their business coming in. And, you know, the energy that they come in the game with, we definitely feed off them. You know, it's crazy just to watch it because a lot of people don't get to see it a lot of times. Even when we in practice and we compete and playing games, you know, the second group kind of beat us, get the best of us sometimes. So, you know, it's definitely great to go out there and see them perform the way they do when we come up the floor.
Tamar, a couple of years ago when the All-Star game was here, there was a lot of attention on you and Kyle and Toronto as a market and as a city to kind of showcase.
It was just as cold that weekend, too, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
holy smokes.
Kidding. Now, as you look at it, there was a lot of talk around Christmas about the Raptors not playing Christmas Day. And then last night, when the chance of kind of MVP were there and people look at your numbers, you know, the narrative is that you're one of the more underappreciated players in the NBA. Do you still think that this is a market, this is a team that doesn't get the respect that it might deserve across the league?
I definitely still think that, you know, we go out there last few years, we've proven, you know, why Toronto is a great city. You know, we try to shake, and I think we shook a lot of the stigmas that have been on Toronto and the whole, you know, showing that, you know, we can win, you know, we could compete with the best of the team, with the high market, you know, organizations and everything. You know, even having All-Star Weekend in Toronto for the first time ever, being outside the out of America, and the response that it got from that was, you know, was awesome. So, you know, I think it's on us to continue to close that bridge on, you know, the way, you know, the outside view Toronto Raptors and everything. And I think we're doing a great job. So, on us to continue to do what we've been doing and improving it.
You know, that the way you prove it is when Cleveland's here, you beat them. When Golden State's here, you beat them. How much do you worry about looking too far ahead and not putting the rest of your schedule in perspective?
I mean, we learn not to look far. We learn not to look past, you know, the Chicago Bulls, which means we play tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We don't look past that thing. We take everything literally day by day. You know, that's one thing we all stress. One thing I stress to where, you know, we got to take it one step at a time. You know, we got to treat it like a marathon and, you know, not a race, you know, because we can't rush ourselves looking ahead of time. Then, you know, we trip along the way and try to figure out what happened. You know, so I think we've been doing a great job thus far of that, and, you know, we're going to stay on the same page.